Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, Jose Altuve.
Altuve.
So this was the top of the ninth inning. Astros threatening in a tie game, 3-3, two outs. And he hits a ground ball to third base that he immediately reacts and claims hits off his toe. And he doesn't run. Manny throws him out at first base. And the home plate umpire says, I didn't see it off your toe. So that's a fair ball. You're out. Inning is over.
Guys don't usually lie about that one.
It's almost impossible to lie about
that. Almost impossible. Oh, hit my I
guess if you really think quickly and you know that it was really close, you could feel like it almost brushed by your toe, the wind go by. Hey, this is going to be an out unless I do something quickly. Let's pretend it hit my foot. Has that ever happened in baseball history? Probably. Yes, a guy has pretended it hit his foot to avoid what was otherwise going to be an easy out for the defense.
It's doubly insulting because when you foul a ball off of your foot, I don't know that there's a worse pain. I mean, it hurts so, so bad. And you're like, well, clearly, at least I don't get out here. I'm going to get another swing. And when he sees that ball, you know, four hopper down to Manny, and Manny throws it across the diamond, you're like, it's just insult to injury.
So Jesse did a nice job. We heard a little bit of it in our Padres wrap-up, but just kind of going through the entire sequence of events here. So here is the ninth inning last night. Jesse Agler calling Jose Altuve's at-bat against Robert Suarez.
1-1. Here's the pitch. And Altuve, it's a ground ball towards third. Manny's got it, and apparently a foul ball. Altuve says yes. The umpire says no, and they throw him out. And Altuve puts up his arms at Brendan Miller. Miller says, sorry, I got fair ball. And now Espada out to argue again. He's going to try and keep Altuve into the game. Machado saying, nah, I know your game. Haven't seen a replay. We'll check it. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's a replay. Let's see. Does it hit Altuve? Maybe. Hard to tell. Padres are coming off the field. What a miserable night for Brendan Miller all the way around. Right or wrong, he's had a tough evening. Altuve is now taking his shoe off, and he's showing him, look, and he's been ejected. Oh, my goodness. Like Gil Hodges in the 69 World Series with the shoe polish, Altuve took his shoe off and said, look, it hit me, and was thrown out of the game. Unbelievable scene here in the ninth inning. We'll go to the bottom half. It is 3-3. Hader is still standing out on the mound, unable to warm up. Padres Radio Network.
So, yeah, in the old days of baseball, when they wore the, you know, black leather cleats and the clubbies would polish them before the game, if you fouled a ball off your shoe, it would leave a little mark.
Or if a pitcher hits you. And that, I think that's what happened with Gil Hodges. He got hit by a pitch, and the umpire said, I didn't hear it. And he goes, well, look at the ball. If it's got black shoe polish on it, it means it hit me. And sure enough, black shoe polish on there.
Of course, nowadays, they wear the cool cleats that are oftentimes, you know, team colors or whatever they've got going. There's no shoe polish on those things.
I bet the clubbies are happy that they don't have
probably,
to be back there.
Yes.
Spit shining shoes after every game, but it was a wild series.
Altuve's frustration. I don't know what the removal of the shoe was intended to do.
You show him the red mark.
Do.
You show them the red mark where it hit your toes.
Everybody has stuff on their feet, though.
But not like a big red.
Yeah,
but
you take that ball off your toe, it's going to be red.
Yeah, it'll be but red. It could have happened at any time. That's not conclusive proof that that just happened.
That's true.
I mean, did he want a scene? All I can picture is a scene like the Padres wild card series against the Mets when the umpires were fondling over Joe's ears. Did they really want all the umpires to gather around,
hold his foot up,
Altuve's feet, and go, yeah, I see a red mark here, but is that a bunion? Is that a corn? What is that? I mean, did that just happen, or could that have happened earlier in the game? I mean, how fresh does this red mark actually look? I don't think there was any way Altuve was going to be able to prove anything by taking his shoe off
like
in that situation.
Like I said, it hurts like a mother. It hurts. And so not only did you get out in a big spot, but now you know you wore one off your foot that you fouled in and you should get another swing. I could 100% see myself doing the same thing. The exact same thing. And being like, are you kidding? And you've seen it before.
I think he knew he was going to get tossed.
I think so too. I absolutely think so, man.
He's like, I'm either going to say something and get tossed, or I'm going to go above and beyond.
But you've seen guys before, like, lift their shirt. Like, lift their sleeve and be like, yo, look, it's right there. I mean, I've seen that in baseball plenty. But
And as bad as the umpire was, Altuve at that point did deserve to be tossed.
When that's you a show are, up right there.
When you are doing something simply to try to embarrass the umpire, they're going to throw you out. No matter how tough-skinned or thin-skinned they are, if the sole purpose of your action is to try to embarrass the umpire, that's cause for ejection in a game. So I didn't have a problem with that. I don't think the Astros necessarily are going to complain that Altuve got ejected there. They can complain that the umpires just messed that game up, you know, top to tails, all the way through. But, Altuve deserved to be ejected. But we talked about it earlier. What that led to was Gray Kessinger coming into the game.
Yep.
He ended up scoring the go-ahead run in the top of the 10th. Altuve, you know, probably would have scored that. But then in the bottom of the 10th, the play that he made on Manny Machado, there's certainly a good argument to be made that Altuve does not make that play. His range on the StatCast, the sliders, the blue and red, he's at 6, like dark blue with some of the worst second base range in all of baseball. As Woods pointed out, he's also much shorter, and that ball took a big hop that could have easily got over Altuve's head, whereas Kessinger made that play. So the unintended consequences of the injection may have actually helped the Houston Astros pull out that win instead of a walk-off victory for the Padres.
And you do feel like the Astros were probably owed one, as bad as some of the calls did go against them last night. But the zone, I thought, was horrific. It was north, it was south, it was east, it was west. It was everything. I mean, he missed so many pitches last night. Again, I can't wait to see what this scorecard looks like. But, man, you have to – I thought Manny did a really good job in the first of rising above it to get a knock because he got butchered, you know, called butchered against him then. And obviously he did a really good job at rising above it the next time he came up and got, you know, the calls against him there. But you have to – they're going to call what they call. Right. And you have to kind of know that. And it sucks. It's frustrating. And if he's getting two balls off the plate, kind of a bummer, man. Kind of a bummer. But and I'm actually surprised Michael King pitched as well as he did.
He got a lot of calls.
Well, actually, yeah. No, he did. He got a lot of calls as well early. So when a guy like him has that two-seamer, Benny. Remember he yelled at the last umpire, don't quit on it. He had that two-seamer working, and yeah, he did. He got some calls, so I guess it makes sense.
All right, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. If you want to play our musical trivia challenge, 833-288-0973. Call in now, 833-288-0973. What this does, though, it sets up a great series finale today with a terrific pitching matchup, Framber Valdez against Dylan Cease to decide who wins the series. And who knows if this is something that everybody remembers late in October. If these two teams do happen to meet again, and they're certainly within the realm of possibility that the Padres and Astros could square off in the World Series, this just adds to the backstory, the drama. I think that would be a very based on what I've seen the last 2 days, I think that would be a very entertaining World Series for baseball fans.
I think any World Series will be fantastic if the Padres are in it.
Well, true.
I'll take anybody.
True, but I have enjoyed these last couple of games. I would love to see the Padres take the series today. It's a 3:40 start, first pitch, with a 2:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sammy Levitt, who had a late night last night on a long postgame show after a very long game late into the night. So Sammy working very hard. All right, our baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits, still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to it. It is time to take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, let's go with Alex is our contestant today. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing fantastic.
What are you up to this morning?
Project boss, but
it's fine. Let's see if we can soothe the difficult loss with a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. If you beat or tie Woods, 5 questions, we will put you into the drawing for a 2-night stay at the Wynn or Encore Las Vegas and 2 tickets to see Awakening, the thrilling spectacle at the Wynn. Tickets are on sale now at awakening.com. To give you an advantage, I will let you choose our category today. We still have an iffy category. Those are 5 song titles that begin with the word if. We have Below the Waist, 5 songs that include a lower half body part in the title. And we have All Day Long, 5 song titles that include the word day. So, Alex, what would you like to play? An iffy category, Below the Waist, or All Day Long?
Hello.
Alex?
Sorry, mute button. All day long.
I love, the cheek hits the mute button, and that's what happens. All right, we're going with the new category again today. All Day Long. Those are 5 song titles that include the word day. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it. First question is the 2-second song. Paulie's queuing it up now. He'll play a little music. You need to give me the song title with the word day and the artist to score that point. Alex, are you unmuted and ready to play?
Let's go, boys.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Category All Day Long. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Alex. Let's take on Woods.
Pat.
More than 30 years later, which upbeat song remains Ice Cube's highest charting hit?
Coast Connection.
Incorrect. No. Remember the category. U2's first hit of the new millennium was which single from their 2000 album, All That You Can't Leave Behind?
Pass.
The Kinks sang Girl, I Want to Be With You All of the Time, in which 1964 follow-up hit to You Really Got Me?
Pass.
George Harrison played the slide guitar in which 1971 song that became the top charting hit for the British rock band Badfinger?
Pass.
Go back to our 2-second song. You know this one. Come on.
You gotta go quick.
Uh-oh. Alex, maybe the mute button could have stayed on. Score would have remained the same. Sorry. That's a zero. Let's just bring Woods in and see if he can do it. I give everyone a second chance to go through these 5 questions. But he's definitely going to get some of these.
Hello.
Hi. Hello again.
How's it going?
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
All right, no category for Woods. Reset everything. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Alex.
That's Day Tripper by the Beatles.
Correct. More than 30 years later, which upbeat song remains Ice Cube's highest charting hit?
Today was a good day.
Correct. U2's first hit of the new millennium.
Beautiful day.
Correct. The Kinks sang Girl, I Want to Be With You All of the Time, in which 1964 follow-up hit to You Really Got Me?
All Day and All of the Night.
Correct. George Harrison played the slide guitar in which 1971 song that became the top charting hit for the British rock band Badfinger?
Taint of the Day.
No. It's Day After Day. Really good song, too.
How's that one go? Do I know that one?
You do know. You'll know it if you heard
it.
Maybe Paulie can call that one up. Badfinger, Day After Day. 4-0. Another over Alex. Yeah.
Thanks for.
Hey, he called in. He took. He shot his shot. Didn't work out for him today. But Woodsy, congratulations. You've won. Tomorrow we'll play a real or fake. Give some other people a chance. You don't need any musical knowledge for your chance to qualify for Las Vegas tomorrow. By the way, Take on Woods was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Give me a little day after day for Woods.
Yeah, I'd like to hear day after day. I bet I know it.
By Badfinger.
Take us out with it. Give me 1 second.
Okay. You're going to take us out with it. We'll tease, don't do this. We'll talk about Josh Hader's comments after his return to Petco Park with the Astros yesterday.
I'm looking in the chat. People are like, hey, if you call in, you really need to know music. Nothing makes me madder than stupid Take on Woods contestants.
I mean,
hey,
who knows? Maybe you get the right song. Yeah, it is kind of random. You can know music and get zero.
Yeah,
you can not know music and get three or four.
It's exactly right. It's a tough on the spot.
It's a lucky day.
I know this song.
I know this one.
It's tough. It's a tough game, no doubt about it.
I'm a crusty veteran, so it's easier for me.
All right, so we'll talk about Josh Hader, and we'll talk about maybe one of the biggest base running blunders I have ever seen in my entire life.
It, like, fireable, almost, like, benchable for sure.
Coming
unbelievable.
Coming up next, Don't Do This after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Maybe you saw it. One of the worst decisions you'll ever see, at least on a big league level, on a baseball diamond last night. And that's where we start. Don't do this today in Seattle, where the Mariners are absolutely fighting for their playoff lives. They were only a couple of games back of the Twins for the final wild card spot. Going into last night's game against the New York Yankees. Yankees, though, scored a couple of runs in the top of the first inning, but the Mariners had a chance to bounce back in the bottom of the first. Justin Turner was at the plate. The bases were loaded, including Victor Robles at third base. The count, Three balls and no strikes. There's a lot of good things that can happen for an offense when the bases are loaded and the count is 3-0. Robles is known for being aggressive on the bases. Now, this AP story says this time he got a little too aggressive at a questionable time.
That's a nice
very
way.
That's a very generous way of putting
it. Here's the local Seattle AP writer.
Here is the Yankees call of what happened on that 3-0 count last night in Seattle with the bases.
And there's Stanley Hall, the throw. Got him.
That made zero sense. You have a 3-0 count, and you're going to try to steal home. Zero sense right there from the Mariners.
Absolutely ridiculous. 3-0, and Justin Turner staring into the dugout as if to say, really? You see, Heel's back was turned, and then Robles took off.
Makes so no sense. Zero sense.
Incredible. And a good tag by Austin Wells.
I mean, what are you thinking? What are you possibly thinking?
And it was on...
If you think you've got a read, straight steal of home on a 3-0 count.
And it was a throwback to Heel, right? Catcher throws it back to Heel.
Yeah.
Heel kind of turns around.
Try to catch him off guard.
And all he had to do was turn and make a play that my 3-year-old makes in his sleep. Taylor, throw it home. All right. Boom. No hop. Boom. Right there. And he's out by a mile. What did they end up losing by?
11-2.
11-2.
I think that was maybe a demoralizing moment.
Oh, you think so?
I mean,
so?
If you're Justin Turner, I'm about to get a cookie.
Oh, here
the base
it comes.
Is loaded.
Base
I'm thinking loaded. Grand slam, and you're running home and taking the bat out of my hands in that situation.
Thanks, man.
I mean...
Robles later left the game with a hand injury, although maybe it was... maybe that was what they said when they yanked him out of the game.
I don't think you you can't
for stupidity.
I mean, it's just that's one that you have to say, hey, bro, I don't want to bench it. But
now he had been 25 for 25 on steals. Maybe he thought
I got it. 26
I am infallible.
Nobody can get me.
I can do no wrong.
Look, we all know the history of Josh Hader and the San Diego Padres, and of course it's a it brings up good memories and bad memories. And Paulie and I were talking about it this morning. You'll obviously never forget what he was able to do against the Dodgers. Boom, boom, boom. Gets them all. Strike three. Three straight strikeouts. Getting Freeman to end the game. And Padres beat the Dodgers. Great moment, right? And you
it's
thought,
kind of wild from just 1 year.
Yeah.
11 months.
And you thought, well, we're definitely going to build on that, you know?
Bless you.
Excuse me. We're definitely going to build on that. And then Josh Hader came in next year without an extension and his bag and everything else. And, you know, listen, basically handcuffed Bob Melvin, San Diego Padres last year, and saying, I remember A.J. Casavell said, hey, why aren't you available for four out saves? These are some big games. And he says, are we in the playoff race? Well, they were. They were. It would have taken a miracle, but they were in the playoff race.
He missed it by one game.
And then he said his quote, you guys want me to do everything. So he gets his bag, goes to Houston. Comes out last night with a chance to, Ben, get a four-out save against the San Diego Padres. And we talked earlier about him being iced by the home plate umpire, by Mike Schilt. Pretty brilliant move by Schilty. And after he stands out there for 6 or 7, 10 minutes, whatever it was, first pitch, one-run lead, uncorks it. Game's tied. So they ask him after the game, what was it like, you know, getting booed and everything else? So here's what he had to say about Padres fans.
Yeah, I mean, I love this ballpark. I love pitching here. Obviously, I love the boos. Living rent-free is always a good time.
It was kind of ironic. You got, we're called upon to get four outs here today.
Enough said.
So the thing is, does he realize what rent-free means?
Living rent. So he's claiming that he lives rent-free in the heads of Padres fans.
So I think that rent was paid to Padres fans when you came in and threw one pitch and blew the save, right?
Well, usually what that means to me is that there's a player that has just owned you for so long.
Yes.
And you just can't figure out how to beat this guy.
Charlie Blackmon lives rent-free.
You boo him. Yes, there
you go.
He lives
rent-free.
Yep. Yes.
Charlie Blackmon has a 25,000-square-foot mansion in La Jolla on the beach here in San Diego based on the rent that we get. I mean, he owns this franchise.
When you
I think
in
at times the Dodgers live rent-free in our heads
100%.
And we live rent-free in their heads.
We will admit it. We will admit it. They will not.
And I'm not even saying like it's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. It is what it is.
He's basically saying, yeah, I set this all up so I could be hated by the Padres. This whole thing of not pitching multiple innings or going 3 days in a row.
I did this
so I could own Padres fans.
Watch me blow the save.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. I just didn't. I think maybe he used the wrong phrase there because, I don't know, man. Like, that was, again, the drama of that game. It was just perfect. It was perfect in every way. The only way it could have been better is if you ended up winning that game.
Finally, a little do this on a Wednesday morning.
Mega doo-doo.
And we will go to the California League Championship Series, where the Padres low single-A affiliate Lake Elsinore had their season on the line. They needed to win last night to avoid elimination, and they did. They beat the Modesto Nuts, I believe it is, 9-2. They got Luis Gutierrez, left-hander, through five innings of one-run ball. Brendan Durfrey, Joseph and Sean Barnett all drove in two. Jack Costello, USD, a recent draft pick, had
love
a double.
That kid, man.
Brandon Butterworth, another top draft pick, had a double. And with the win, it forces the winner-take-all California League Championship Series title game tonight at 7:05. The winner is the winner of the California League.
Very nice.
Chance for a minor league championship. Not what you're really going for in a Major League Baseball organization, but someone doing something right up in Lake Elsinore this season.
100%. And what's the name of that? Is it the Modesto?
There used to be the Modesto Nuts.
That's really the name of their team.
That was their name. I know they change minor league names all the time. But
who's the affiliate? Who are they the affiliate for?
The Modesto is the Mariners. Yeah, Modesto Nuts, the Mariners single-A affiliate.
I need a hat for both of my kids. Modesto Nuts hat. That is... Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Their mascots are Al the Almond, Wally the Walnut, and Shelly the Pistachio.
So freaking good.
They grow a lot of nuts in the Modesto area.
I'm a nut fan, as you know.
That is Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. On a healthy diet.
So AJ has some thoughts, right, on last night's game. Is that what we heard?
I'm sure he does.
Five-time All-Star Adam Jones on a big league Wednesday. We'll talk Padres. We'll talk playoff races, which are really coming down to the wire. You know, no one has clinched yet a playoff spot in Major League Baseball with just 10 days left in the season.
That's pretty nuts.
Not a single person.
Again, that's pretty nuts.
Today, though,
Brewers could have.
The Phillies and Brewers could both clinch today playing each other.
Ooh,
now,
I like that. All right, here we go.
All right, we'll talk to Adam Jones next here on 97.3 The Fan. Going into the game last night, the Padres, according to Fangraphs, had a 99.5% chance of making the playoffs. But now, following the 4-3 10-inning loss, it is down to 99.4% chance to make the playoffs.
Jeez, dude.
Did help that the Braves lost and the Diamondbacks lost. The Mets did win yesterday. Dodgers lost. That's probably the biggest regret. You missed a chance to get within 2.5. I mean, that to me, that striking distance, 3.5 is still, you need everything to go right over these last 10. You're going to need to sweep the Dodgers, and you still need a little bit of help beyond that, which is going to be probably pretty tough. But it's still possible. It's not impossible.
But again, I mean, you know, the fact that all those other teams lost, and the Braves, Benny, had a 6-1 lead in that game. And
5-1, they lost 6-5.
5-1.
Yeah.
5-1, coughed it up to the Reds. I mean, you just got to be spinning out right now if you're a Braves fan, Adam.
Yes, our Adam, not the Adam that's about to join us.
No,
that's a different Adam.
He probably doesn't even like the Braves.
Right. Adam Jones standing by. We will talk to him right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. California. And on a big league Wednesday, we welcome the five-time All-Star, now host of his own podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at SimplyAJ10. Adam Jones is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. And you still out in Barcelona, or have you moved back to the United States yet?
You know me. I'm out here in Barcelona.
Okay.
Due to some unfortunate circumstances, I'll be coming back this weekend.
Oh.
If you guys want to golf on Thursday morning, let's go.
Wow. Oh, that's late notice, but let's see if we can make it happen.
I think maybe we can
next tomorrow. Thursday, right?
Next Thursday.
I'm out. My wife.
I got a lesson today, and I feel like Tiger Woods. So
you've quote unquote unlocked something in your swing, which is something that I have done.
It's canceled the round table.
Hundreds of times.
And we will put in some golf with AJ next Thursday. Yeah. I'm sure Adam will be fine with that.
Yeah, I'm sure our boss will love that. AJ, so I want to talk feet for a moment. And I'm sure you saw the...
Feet?
Yes, feet. And specifically, Jose Altuve's feet. I'm sure you saw the scene last night.
Size 6
feet. Little two tees. His little feet last night. He took his shoes, his cleats off and pulled his sock off right at home plate and showed the umpire, "This ball hit me, dude." Like, and then, of course, you know when you pull that sock off, you're getting run. You're getting run for sure.
I got a similar story about this.
Oh,
it was about the sixth or seventh inning, and Kluber was just dealing against this one time in Cleveland, and I tried to drag bunt. And hey, you try anything late in the game, they're up by one, you're trying to do anything to spin it for Manny or for CD. And I drag bunt, and this ball, I'm telling you, it hit my knuckle. And I pulled it, but I pulled it back. The first base umpire said no. And the umpire, home base umpire, was like, "No, it didn't touch you." I pulled off my glove, and I showed him my actual skin was coming off, and I was bleeding. He's like, "You did that on yourself."
What?
I'm like, "Do you really believe that I pulled my damn skin off like that in this instance? Do you think that I really did that? What do you think is going on?" And I end up grounding out. I cussed him out the entire way because, you know, Kluber was nasty that night. And, you know, so you can't show your skin. I wish I got tossed because, you know, it would have been a better ending. But yeah, you can't go to great lengths. But at the same time, that's what we have replay for, right?
Right.
The replay, and this happened a little bit, I think, when replay was starting to really formulate. Now we have enough cameras to be able to pinpoint everything. And, you know, if you're unable to get that correct, and then he showed his skin. This is not, I know you're in San Diego, but this is not La Jolla Beach, my man, so you got to keep your clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that play was reviewable, so they could not, you know, look and see if it actually hit off his foot. Now,
which is also dumb, by the way. Yeah. That's a dumb rule.
So, I was curious. So it's that play where you foul a ball off your foot, but it goes into fair territory. Now, you know you're going to be out if they call it fair. Is it possible in your mind to fake that, though? Because if it doesn't hit your foot, you like it's close and you like pretend that it hit your foot. I mean, would you think that you could like sell that to an umpire at any point?
I mean, I think at this point, again, that's why replay is important. But at the same time, I think that is an unreviewable play. But I don't think you're going to fake that. I mean, it hurts. When you foul a ball off your toe and all that stuff, it hurts. And again, there's part of it that nicks grass and all that stuff. Or I mean, the dirt and sand. But when you foul a ball off your toe, it hurts. And, you know, you come close to sometimes where you think you might. But I don't think players have really – I mean, again, there's some guys who, over the history of the game, have deserved some Academy Awards. But that's before, you know, we've been able to – get keen eyes on the ball now. And I don't think guys fake it. I've never faked it. If it hit my foot, it's going to hurt again. I was mad that it didn't hit my foot, and it stayed fair. It stayed fair. I would rather take the pain and suck it up for a minute and get another crack at it than hit a weak ground ball. So I think guys don't fake it. But, again, there's some guys who have earned their honors amongst the Academy Awards.
Talking to our pal Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods this morning. And then another weird one, something that I would never do because I'm not a good hitter. But if the umpire says the ball hits me, I'm taking my base. And I'm taking my base happily.
Oh, yeah.
And Jurickson Profar did not want to take his base last night. And, in fact, as the replay showed, again, he did not get hit by that baseball, and the umpire said that he did. That was reviewable. They still looked at it. They still got it wrong, and he was hopping mad. He wanted to swing it, man, and I totally get that as well. That ever happened to you where you know, you're just like, that did not hit me, man.
Hey, look, I was not blessed with the keen eye to walk so much, so if something grazed me, that was towards my hit by pitches was towards my walks. So I'm taking it. If they're giving it to me, oh man, give it to me. Ooh, hey, look, I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a bigger center fielder, to a bigger guy, to where, hey, you hit me, it's going to hurt a little bit, but I can take it a little bit. I learned how to turn into the ball and lean into the ball. So, you know, I can take the 96 off the ribs a little bit. It ain't going to hurt too much. Or, I mean, I'll get some ice and a cold one. It's okay. It's okay. You get a cold one. Kid old school. You know what I'm saying? Hop in the cold tub.
Yep.
Act like it never happened. Don't rub it. These kids now, they rub it.
Don't rub it.
2 weeks. Like, come on. Like, you know, hey, look at, you got to do what you got to do. And that was kind of player I was. I did what I had to do. I was gifted in certain things, ungifted in other things. And I just figured out a way to figure out a way.
Oh, so, I like that. Figure out a way to figure out a way. That's brilliant. I like that a lot.
AJ, did you ever have a moment that you can remember, like Manny's last night, where he had a 3-0 count, ball was way outside, they called it a strike, he's already halfway to first, he's got to come back. Throw another one, it's pretty up and outside, maybe ticks the zone, but he's halfway to first, now they make him come back again. Then he hits the home run, like, okay, fine, you make me stay, here's what I'm going to do to you. I thought that was such a cool, cool moment for Manny Machado.
I mean, you know what, it's, I know that the game is, it has to be graded on a scale, you know, obviously it has to be graded on a scale of the box that you see at home, and then everybody at home with the Twitter can say what they want to say, shut up, but it's graded on that, and we get it, everybody is graded on all these things like that. When we grew up, and I say this, we don't idolize players no more because we all have social media and we all have a reach to these players that we never had to Tony Gwynn, Ken Caminiti, Steve Finley, Joey Hamilton, Carlos Hernandez. I can, the list of guys that I loved growing up, I didn't have immediate access to them unless I went to the ballpark or somehow, some way, it was on Channel 10 and we were able to go to the event. If you didn't able to have that access, you had no idea where these guys are now. Now with social media and all this stuff and fantasy and betting and all that stuff, don't analyze these guys no more. Manny Machado is going into the freaking Hall of Fame. You see, I correct myself. He's going into the freaking, he's going to get 500. He's going to get 1,500. That's my opinion. And we need to idolize guys like that. Bryce Harper, Clayton Kershaw, Mookie Betts, Ohtani is like
pass. I'm not idolizing those.
No,
guys.
This guy.
I tip my hat.
You know what I'm talking about.
I tip my hat.
This guy.
Yeah.
We need to stop idolizing. We need to start idolizing them more instead of just like nitpicking at the stupid things. Like Tony Gwynn battled through injuries his entire career. I mean, especially the last 8 years, I should say. Ken Caminiti went through injuries. We didn't pin that on anything. It's like it's part of the game. This is part of it. And we idolize these guys for being tough and for being rugged. Now we penalize guys for being tough and being rugged.
That's a good point.
For every little nick and cranny. This guy needs to be idolized. He's going to set this record in San Diego for home runs. He's going to put it in a very far place.
That's a really good point.
And maybe, who knows? Going to put it in a long time, but we need to idolize this guy because he shows up big, he shows up every day, and he shows up for a place that, again, he's playing in a city that has an idol of immortalization of baseball, which is Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to play in a city like that in Baltimore with him, that we played in a city of immortalization, Cal Ripken and Brooks Robinson. You have this historic history to where you need to post and you need to aim. There's a goal to get to. There's some organizations that, you know, the goal is, you know, if you can play 3 years in this organization, then damn, you are just as spectacular.
Yeah.
To play, Manny has an opportunity to arguably play 15 years in one city, in this city of San Diego. You're going to be right behind Tony Gwynn. You're going to be immortalized. We need to start immortalizing this dude and start respecting him on a spectrum. And the umpire's got to do that too. You shouldn't be calling this stuff that is off the plate. His zone needs to be a little bit smaller.
Ooh.
And that's what, that was the whole synopsis of my rant.
Like the Jordan rules, you know?
Bryce Harper, hey, no, Bryce Harper's strike zone is small.
Yep.
And again, you're great. Again, they're graded on these things. I respect it. Everybody should have a fair advantage and all that kind of stuff. We get all that. Hey, he's paid $300 million looking. Okay. His zone is, Greg Maddux got a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. That's because he was consistent. These guys got a little bit more. Manny deserves a little bit of shrinkage. Bryce Harper, a little bit of shrinkage. All these things, You know what I mean? Stay out the cold pools.
Yeah, normally something not men don't sign up for is shrinkage. I got one more for you, and it has nothing to do with, well, it has to do with baseball. Did you see the story about the kid from the Twins, AJ, that was tipping pitches to the other team in the minor leagues because he was ready for the season to be over? He'd only played 19 games. I got a text from somebody in baseball that said, hey, by the way, he said, sometimes the draft is a certain player's final destination. And that blew my mind. Did you know guys like that, that like once they got drafted, they're like, that's it. I'm at the pinnacle. Now, it's not, I can't imagine being that way where you're like, oh, this is just the first step in maybe a long big league career. Have you ever heard of anything like that, man? That catcher going, hey, here comes a heater lowing in or down and away, whatever, trying to actively hurt his own team.
Only time I ever seen that was on Space Jam when the catcher was trying to get Michael Jordan pitch because he loved the guy.
He loved
him. Curveball.
Don't
that.
Swing.
That's curveball. Don't swing. I told you. Love you. You know what I mean?
And Bull Durham, but he's just trying to teach that kid a lesson.
And that's respectable.
That's respectable.
In the movie. And you know what I mean? Look, the guy, as a competitor, as a teammate, I should say, I'm going to beat his ass. I'm gonna start with that. I'm gonna start with that part. Just because we are competitors. We're competitors. That means, look, I don't care if you are the first rounder and you are the 53rd rounder. Part of that is decisions made that are out of my control, a lot of our control, part of upbringing and skills and all that kind of stuff. We are both here right now. If you're not giving it your all for me, I'm gonna beat your ass. And you can ask, again, you can ask Manny. Manny gets on people once, again, I would say this. Manny is the best at preservation of self. He hits a ground ball, 110 miles an hour to a shortstop, he's not going to run the hardest down first and pisses people off.
Yep.
He hits a ground ball into the hole where there's a chance to be a hit, he's going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
he knows when he's
tank.
Out. He knows when he's out, and he knows when there's a chance for a hit. Again, fans hate that, and I've seen that. I've seen the best dudes do it. I've seen Big Poppy do it. I've seen A-Rod do it. I've seen Jeter do it.
Harper does it.
And again, I've seen Harper. I've seen all the greats do it. It's preservation itself. You hit a bullet, you're out in major league. If you can't make that throw, you need to be in NAIA, honestly, okay? Make the play. So, you know, it's preservation itself. And you got to do it. It's a long season.
Well, AJ, safe travels next week, and hopefully maybe it'll be around. Padres will clinch a playoff spot sometime, and we'll have lots of postseason talk coming up, but always appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. I will speak to you from San Diego next Wednesday.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
Adam
appreciate
Jones,
you.
Five-time All-Star with us each week on Big League Wednesday. You know, he made the point, and with the possible automatic ball strike, electronic strike zone coming, there's undoubtedly stars, there are umpires that give them a little more latitude, whether it's a pitcher who gets a little more on the corners or, you know, star players who get the benefit of the doubt. You know, it might have ticked the outside corner, but you better make it a strike if you're throwing it to an established veteran. That'll be done. There won't be any of that if they go to an automatic ball strike. A rookie in his first at bat and a Hall of Famer, you know, saying farewell in his final at-bat are going to have the exact same strike zone. And, I mean, it sounds ideal. It sounds fair, but it's going to be very different.
Yeah, it is.
You know, especially for those star players who are like, okay, I know what my strike zone is. It may not be what your strike zone is, but I know what mine is.
Well, coming up next, my co-host Ben Higgins.
Oh, you're dead.
He has hurt my feelings, maybe beyond repair.
What did I do? I don't even know what I did.
You'll have to wait and see. Next.
Good tease. Good tease. All right.
This is a tough one.
Hour number three.
This
Bennett
is
Woods.
A tough one.
Coming up next.
I was floored.
It's shocking.
97.3, The Fan.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.